This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. More from our correspondent.
Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where centre and state collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximise country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. The conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Under this theme, special emphasis for detailed discussion is being placed on 5 key areas, including early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports, and extracurricular activities. The conference features 6 special sessions focusing on deregulation in states, technology in governance, opportunities, risks, and mitigation, agri-stack for smart supply chains, and market linkages. One state, one world-class tourist destination, Atmanirbhar Bharat and Swadeshi, and strategies for a post-left-wing extremism future. With Pallavi Parmar, Swati Rakheja, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu will visit INS Kadamb Naval Base in Karwar in North Karnataka tomorrow. She will be flying into Karwar Naval Base from Goa, where Karnataka Governor Thavarchand Gehlot and state ministers will welcome her. After visiting the base, the president will take a sortie aboard a submarine from the Karwar harbour. She will be the second president to undertake a submarine voyage, following former President APJ Abdul Kalam, who was aboard a naval submarine in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. In view of the president's visit and the submarine sortie, the local authorities have implemented security measures. An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee was constituted on the 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to massive flight disruptions across the country. In Kerala, the Mandala Puja, the most important ritual of the Mandala season, was performed at the hill shrine of Sabarimala Sri Dharmasastra temple today. With controlled pilgrim numbers, devotees were able to have darshan of Lord Ayappa, adorned in Thangaanki, the golden attire. In the United States, thousands of flights were cancelled or delayed due to a severe winter storm which hit the northeast during peak holiday travel. Around 1,600 flights were cancelled and 7,400 delayed, with major disruption at New York, as well as Boston, Chicago and Toronto airports as of last night. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning predicting dense to very dense fog over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab for the next 3 days. The Met Department said dense fog conditions are expected over parts of northeast India, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand till the first of next month. Indian all-rounder Deepthi Sharma broke multiple records during the third T20 against Sri Lanka in Thiruvananthapuram. With a spell of 3 for 18, she surpassed Australian legend Elise Perry to become the third highest wicket taker in women's international cricket, claiming 333 wickets overall. And with that, we end this news bulletin.